This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
You buy organic. You read ingredient labels. You care about what goes into your body. So why not think about birth control the same way? Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared birth control app that's 100% hormone-free. It's based on science and uses your body temperature to identify which days you can and cannot get pregnant. No synthetic hormones, no side effects, just science you can trust. Save 15% with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
This is 3 Live Crew.
The Re-Up.
Ragsdale, that halftime shoot the win coming your way this week, baby!
102 Jams.
.604 in the morning, 102 Jams, 3 Live Crew is the morning show. This is Drankins, that is Roxy.
Why do you sound like a preacher? 6:04
it
in
was.
The morning.
Hold on. Now you know people tell me that's my calling. People tell me all the time, they say, Drake, that's your calling.
Now, you told you that.
You going to be, yes, they have.
Calling to do what? Sound like a preacher?
To give the word. One day you're going to see me preaching. You're going to be like, that boy had a calling.
No, I'm not.
You ain't?
No, I'm not.
So if you saw me preaching, no. You wouldn't come and hear my sermon?
Yes, I would come. Yes, I would.
But you wouldn't take it seriously.
Yes,
I can. You wouldn't take it. Like, anything I said that was remotely funny, you start laughing. Like, you wouldn't take it seriously. You wouldn't receive it.
I would try to receive it. I would.
Would you?
Then I'm going to start thinking about stuff we used to do back in the day. And see you up there preach. I'm going to have to leave.
Best preachers, the one that's been out there in the world.
I know, but I'm going to get put out your church. I don't know. I'm sorry. See, that's why people can't change. People will not let people change, will they?
They won't.
What?
They won't. Up there, I could be up there preaching good. Oh, girl, he used to sleep around. And he ain't done. Used to smoke and drink out there talking about the Lord.
I wouldn't be gossiping about you. I wouldn't gossip about you. Come on.
Now, good Tuesday morning out there, people. If you got a change in your heart today, change.
Oh, God. Okay.
Don't you worry about the world.
Is this what you're doing now?
Yes, that's right.
Okay.
Because I got a change in my heart.
That's what's up.
We got Disney on Ice tickets later, Rock.
Yes, we do. Yes, we do.
You figure, you know, how we going to get
them? And the babies love Disney on Ice.
The babies do.
They love it.
I didn't know Disney on Ice was still popping the way it's popping. But then Disney Plus just made a comeback, so I know they
okay,
really.
Okay, everything.
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 Now does Disney Ice got to bring back old stuff since Disney done brought about everything old back? Do they got to bring back?
Well, the last time I went to Disney on Ice, which was maybe 2 or 3 years ago, they did have all the old princesses. Like, they had all the princesses. Cinderella, Snow White, like the old school Disney princesses. They were all there. So I think they still pay homage to all of them, but the story around that they did was Frozen.
Okay.
But they did still have all the OG princesses.
All the OG princesses.
They was there.
Well, no doubt. We got you Disney on Ice later. You know, I ain't been in a minute, but hey. Call up later on, be listening out.
We'll not call up later on. We'll let you know when to call.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we will.
But what if somebody call up and just move us though? And just never mind.
Or you could just wait.
Or you could just wait.
Or you could do that.
All right, y'all.
Yeah. Let me catch your vibe.
Minutes after 6 o'clock, and yes, the Three Live crew is in this thing. Good morning, Dottie, Roxy, and Reverend Drake.
All charges have been dropped against Remy Ma. Yesterday, she was in court, and prosecutors say, listen, we don't know what happened between Remy Ma and Brittany Taylor back in April, but what we do know is that we cannot prove beyond a reasonable doubt that Remy Ma put her hands on this woman, so we are dropping the charges. Now, if you don't remember, like I said, back in April of this year, Brittany Taylor, she claimed that Remy Ma put her hands on her at a charity event.
Yeah.
There was a lot of confusion about whether or not Remy Ma was even there at the time Brittany Taylor said it happened. There was no surveillance footage of the situation. There were no witnesses that could say yes, we saw this, or no, we didn't see this. And we were all very confused about whether or not it really went down. Remy Ma claimed the whole time she never touched that girl. So everybody was like, well, why would she just jump out and say you touched her if she didn't touch her?
And it was near the time where Remy was supposed to get off for, like, her charges
her
dropped.
Her parole,
it was
the time Remy was supposed to be getting off of parole. She never had any violations. Everybody was very confused about why she would risk that when she had done so well all of those years.
Yeah.
And it was just very confusing, not only to us, but apparently to prosecutors as well. Remy Ma's lawyer put out a statement, and she said, Remy has always maintained her complete innocence, as she never laid a hand on her celebrity-obsessed, clout-chasing, credibility-challenged accuser. Unfortunately, these manufactured allegations caused my client to suffer the indignities of having to wear an ankle monitor. These restrictions have hurt my client's ability to perform, causing hundreds of thousands of dollars in lost income. Now, we don't know if Remy is going to sue Brittany for lost wages, but according to that statement, it looks like that may be on the horizons.
Mm. Time helped out here. Like, the longer that thing draws out, memories fade, get off it.
Yeah.
You know, more people show up at people's doorsteps just looking at them and leaving. So nobody wants to talk. Take it. Hey! You ain't gonna tell me ain't nobody, wasn't no witness nowhere that could come and say, hey!
But that's what Remy says. It never happened.
Oh, I know.
I tap into the bloody bottoms is underneath, cause I might got
to get a ghetto D girl, no limit. Just know when you roll with it like me, there's no limit, baby.
Pardon my ignorance, 18 minutes after 6 o'clock. It's Three Live Crew on your radio. This is 102 Jams. And I thought Giving Tuesday was just something that they did at the HBCUs. I did not know it was something that was like all over the country type deal. I guess all over the world. Were y'all aware?
No.
I didn't know Giving Tuesday was like this big national thing. Usually when I see it, it's the schools. It's like Winston-Salem State, or I've seen A&T do it, like Giving Tuesday.
It's alumni give back.
Yeah. But no, apparently this is like, I'm looking at prep services for the morning. It's like, yo, today is Giving Tuesday. And they're talking about different charities to raise money, and like 23% of people donate less than $100 to charity each year, and why people donate to charities. And around Christmas time, people are a lot more prone to donate to charities because they're in that giving spirit and things of that nature. I had already made arrangements to give a couple dollars to Winston-Salem State today. I think $18.92.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But I wasn't aware that this was a thing that they do on Facebook, and all types of different charities are asking for money today on Giving Tuesday.
Okay.
Just thought I'd put it out.
Okay, ask all you want. Roxy, okay. Okay.
Yeah.
No, ask all you want.
She's like a mom on Friday.
No. Yeah.
Can my giving be to the South and to the little red buckets? Because I've been giving to them.
Oh, yeah. Today, outside
though,
of Walmart.
But today, though.
Today. I have to do it specifically today.
Because today is Giving Tuesday.
But what if I don't go anywhere where there's a red bucket?
Oh, that's going to be very strategic. That's what I would think. 20 minutes after 6, y'all. Good morning. You taking pictures, no. Hey, you know I love this joint, man. It's that Silk the Shocker remake right here, Trouble and Boosie. It ain't my fault.
kind of like this.
Well, Mystical. You know, No Limit remake.
Yeah.
Either way, halftime shoot the win at Ragsdale tomorrow, baby.
It ain't my fault that what it can go.
It ain't my fault.
Get out your feeling, get a bath.
That's that fire right there. Straight off that.
It ain't my fault.
It ain't my fault. Talk to him, Silk the Shocker. Huh? 26 minutes after 6 o'clock today is Giving Tuesday. Good morning to you.
Good morning, 102.
Yes, ma'am.
I was calling to tell Roxy, just in case you did not see a red bucket today, you do not have to always give financially. You can give a nice thought. You can help a friend feel better. You can call a family member that you know is down and out right now and say a prayer. Just lend a helping hand wherever you can. It's not always about money.
You can give
Ain't
a
that
thought.
The truth. Yeah. Ain't that the truth?
A thought?
Well, like, call somebody and let them know you're thinking about them.
Now, that, yes. Yeah. Now, that means things to people. That does. That means something to people. You know what? You are so right. You are so right.
Man,
thank you.
Man, you really just fed
I'm
the beast.
Y'all give thank me them Disney on Ice tickets later when I call back. I'm going to keep listening and wait for y'all to tell me when to call.
You know what?
You know what?
I think we should give them to her. I'm feeling very giving on this Giving Tuesday.
Oh, you
want
to give tickets to her on Giving Tuesday?
Yes, I would like to give her these tickets.
On Giving Tuesday?
On Giving Tuesday.
This is, wait.
She just gave me a good word.
But this ain't your deed, though. This is not your deed for Giving Tuesday. So don't try to put this under your giving umbrella. No.
This would definitely fall underneath her Giving Tuesday.
Oh, my.
And you inspired me because I'm calling my friend right now to let him know I'm thinking about him. I don't know if he's answering his phone, though.
You see? Leave him a nice voicemail.
I'm going to leave him a voicemail right now.
What's your name, ma'am?
Brittany Edwards.
Well, Brittany, thank you for calling and giving Drankins and Roxy very, very lazy ways to participate in Giving Tuesday. And congratulations.
I'm hating right now, but you know what?
Not
ma'am, you just did that.
Hold on, guys. Let me leave my voicemail. Let me leave my voicemail.
Drink
hey,
friend.
Hey, Dodd, I
friend
just want to let you know I'm thinking about you today.
I called you to let you know.
Leave your message, bro.
I'm not even going to listen to it.
I'm thinking about you. Hey, whatever's going on today, just know that you got the victory, brother.
Woo. Hey, look at that.
That sounds so wholehearted.
I left my man.
Ma'am, if I already had your information, I would hang up on you right now. Wait right there so I can get your information.
Three Life Crew, Drake and Drake and B. At this very moment, thousands of people are listening to this commercial about how easy it is to switch and say,
crossovers, stop, shop, and roll. Find the Chevy you want with the deal you can count on right now at Chevy.com.
Oh, what's good? 6:31, 29 minutes to 7 o'clock, 33 degrees. How did they gonna be 50? It's gonna be clear. It's not gonna rain. Hell no.
On those roads, no accidents to report currently. Let's keep it that way. Might want to warm up those vehicles though, and make sure you got air pressure in your tires. Mine was a little low this morning. Just wanted to put that out there. Y'all buckle up and drive safe. That is your 102 traffic jams. 3 Live Crew polls up next.
Fall breeze and hoodies. 102 jams.
Yeah. It's 6:35, man. 25 minutes away from 7 a.m. And it is time for 3 Live Crew polls. Drake just smacked himself in the face with his headphones. You heard that? Yes, you did.
So a lady hits me up yesterday. And she wants to know if she's being petty or not. Okay, she says that a few months ago, her cousin hits her up and she asked for her mac and cheese recipe. Now, in this lady's family, she is known for the mac and cheese. Like, whenever they have functions, she brings the mac and cheese. Like, that is her dish. But she gave her cousin the recipe because, you know, her cousin wanted to make it that night, whatever. You know, she had no problem giving her cousin the recipe. Now, she says when she gets to wherever the family was meeting at for Thanksgiving, the cousin has brought her mac and cheese recipe. And she had a huge problem with that because the cousin wasn't trying to give her props for the recipe. She was just trying to act like, you know, she made the mac and cheese. So she said when she gets there, you know, and she realizes what's going on, you know, she confronts the cousin about it.
At the Thanksgiving.
At Thanksgiving.
What's up?
At Thanksgiving because she feels like the cousin violated. Now, of course, the family, they don't want dinner to be ruined over this.
No.
So they're trying to calm her down like, it's not a big deal.
Yeah.
We know this is your recipe.
Yeah.
You are still going to be who we come to for mac and cheese.
Yeah.
But she's like, nah, cousin violated.
Mm.
So now she wants to know, is she being petty because she doesn't want to let it go?
Absolutely. Absolutely being petty. And ought to be ashamed of herself. This is family time. This is Thanksgiving. This is not the time for you to be sitting up here getting all upset because somebody has made mac and cheese at the Thanksgiving. You got your mac and cheese too.
But the cousin did violate.
Okay.
Can we acknowledge the cousin? If somebody gives you a recipe, you are not supposed to do that.
Yeah.
I think everybody knows that.
I think that might be valid.
That might be valid.
But if you're known for making the mac and cheese, why does it matter? If Drankins fries a turkey.
Uh-huh.
And he's known. We know he's known for frying the turkey.
Mm-hmm.
And then he tell me how to fry a turkey, and I bring a turkey, too. Is he going to shine on me because I brought a turkey?
Probably.
That's petty, then. That is petty. Is that not petty?
What you bringing the turkey for?
Because I'm bringing the turkey, too.
But everybody know I'm bringing the fried turkey.
But everybody knows he's bringing the turkey.
I fried
so
turkey.
So it can only be
year.
One fried turkey. Apparently, your turkey is so good that we should have more than one. Apparently, the mac and cheese is so good we should have more than one of them.
No. She says she made three.
Ooh. Who made three?
She made three pans.
The petty chick?
She did for
yes.
the family dinner.
Mac and cheese chick.
Yeah.
She made three.
She made three for
yes,
the family
she
dinner.
She made three
and
for the family.
And old girl brought hers and it was
and
a
she
four.
Bought,
Are you standing on the side of she's being petty or
no,
not?
To me, it's not
it's not petty to you.
No. The cousin is the one that's being petty because she took the recipe.
Oh, no
and then,
way.
And then, hold on, no. She ain't been getting no cooking clout. So now she's going to be petty and be like, well, nah, I'm going to bring her recipe so I can get some cooking clout. She the one being petty, not the one who usually make the mac and cheese.
Is the lady who usually makes the mac and cheese, is she being petty or nah? Three live crew polls right now.
You wanted me to go, or why you trying to keep me teeny? It's a joke.
Smart TVs, Apple AirPods, PS4s. Amazon Echoes, all of that could be yours inside the 12 days of Christmas. What's the question on the three live crew poll this morning, B-Rock?
Is mac and cheese chick being petty or no?
Yeah, that's the question.
That's what it boils down to. Chick says she's known in her family for making the mac and cheese. That's what people always come to her for. She gives her cousin the recipe so her cousin can make it for her house. But when she rolls up to the family Thanksgiving dinner, what does she find? That her cousin has made her mac and cheese.
Mm.
So what does she do? Mm. Confronts the cousin right there in front of the family and everything.
Right there on Turkey Day.
Right there on Turkey Day.
In front of everyone. And is she being petty? Yes, she's being petty. Good morning.
Yes, I want to speak on the mac and cheese.
Okay.
I think the lady that makes the mac and cheese should have brought the mac and cheese. The cousin who copied her recipe, she was out of pocket.
So you don't think she's being petty?
No, because everybody knows it's rules, and you don't do that. That's just like if your grandma been making something for years and years and years, you don't go behind grandma and steal her recipe and bring it to the family Thanksgiving.
Look here.
It's not stolen.
Look here. No.
Gave me the recipe.
Now, Dot. Them was just cousins.
She gave her the recipe for her house.
Them was
you know
her
house.
That's right.
Family Thanksgiving.
And them was cousins. You let a grandma be making something for the whole time, and then like her sister, like your auntie, come bring the same thing. That's a fisticuffs.
Yeah.
I'm talking about some 60-something year old women up in there about to handle it.
That's right.
Yeah.
She was out of pocket.
I immediately thought about my Aunt Ada Lee and my Grandma Ruby. That might be a scrap.
Yes, sir.
That might be a scrap.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Grandma Ruby gonna be mad about that.
Okay.
Yeah. But I'm still gonna tell Granny she's being petty. I'm like, Granny, you're being real petty about this right now.
And then, there you go, getting hit.
Now you're
okay.
Back.
You know it's wrong.
Hey, I appreciate your call, Mama.
All right, y'all have a good morning.
You too, girl.
Everything litty, I love when it's hot. Turn to this.
Yes, sir. 11 minutes, and it will be 7 a.m. You listen to the 3 Live Crew. Big shout to Brittany. Got hooked up with Disney on Ice tickets about 30 minutes ago. We got some more. We might can hook you up in the 7 o'clock hour.
First, wrap snacks. now Rap Noodles. Master P, he co-founded Rap Snacks a few years ago. They are chips. Sorry.
Damn.
There are some stupid faces being made in this room right now. Can I get through what I'm trying to say first?
Well, don't look at me when you're saying stupid stories.
All right. First, Master P pops up on the scene with Rap Snacks.
Yes.
The chips that coincide with different artists. Okay. Now, Master P has Rap Noodles. He made the announcement on his Instagram yesterday, and Master P said, listen, I grew up on noodles. He said, now I created my own brand. Start small and build. Get you some product if you want to be successful. It's nothing like this New Orleans flavor creamy chicken and gumbo. You could cook it on the stove or you could put it in the microwave. And then he had a little video of himself making the noodles and eating the noodles. Now, I'm not going to front. Them noodles look good in that video he made. And the way Master P was eating them.
Hey, Major just wanted. Hey.
I am interested in trying them. He's got different flavors. I just told you about the creamy chicken gumbo. He's also got hot and spicy Cajun shrimp. Spicy. Is that picante chicken?
Yep.
And sirloin steak beefy.
Mm. I'm going to try these now. Now, I ain't going to hold you.
I think
you.
I am, too.
The Rap Snacks was all right.
that was some good chips.
Some flavors on them Rap Snacks that was jumping.
Mm-hmm.
I just saw Fat G's the other day opened up a box of Rap Snacks. I was like, they still out here booming the boxes of Rap Snacks?
Yes. Yes.
I'm going to try them oodles and noodles now. Like, I'm an oodle and noodle connoisseur. Now, them joints sound good. I'm going to try that gumbo one time and them sirloin steak beef joints you said.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the only flavor I might try is the creamy chicken gumbo.
You ain't gonna try the shrimp? The spicy shrimp?
I don't eat shrimp.
Oh.
I don't eat shrimp.
Mm.
You ain't gonna try the beef? The sirloin beef?
Nah, I ain't doing no cup of noodles with no beef.
You didn't like the beef flavored?
Beef flavored oodles and noodles used to be off the chain of top ramen. Right? You tripping.
Yeah, they did now.
You tripping.
I really wasn't a oodles and noodles connoisseur like
really?
That.
Really?
No, okay. that wasn't my college love.
Oh, chicken, pork. And beef.
All of them.
And I would smash the Oriental if that was all that was left.
Just give me. Pack. I was Hot Pocket heavy.
See, I wasn't Hot Pocket heavy. I didn't really do Hot Pockets.
I did
like
them
that.
All. Chicken, broccoli, cheese.
Did you?
Pepperoni.
That was you.
Yeah.
Mm. 8 minutes it'll be 7 o'clock. We talked about Snoop Dogg yesterday doing everything, but that Master P, that boy played in the NBA. Don't you ever forget that.
Yeah.
Master P done it all.
He got shoes too now. Y'all seen the shoes?
Some more P. Millers.
No, they different. They different now.
Oh.
He done renamed them.
Oh, I did see them. They look like, I did see those. No. Pull up to the spot, living too fast, dropping the. Some people pick up extra shifts. Some people just tell their significant other, listen, we're not going to give gifts this Christmas. Different ways that people decide that they want to save a little extra money for the holidays, Bit Rock.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
6:56 right now, 4 minutes, and it will be 7 o'clock.
Yeah, I'm calling my siblings. Like, we're not giving each other stuff this year.
Look at my boy.
We grown.
Look
we
at,
good.
Hey, look at my boy,
we grown
Rock.
Folk now. We are fine.
My boy cutting back.
Yes, sir.
It's 102. I've been around, but I swear you got the best
on earth. Yeah. Saturday, April 11th at the Greensboro Coliseum. Tickets at the box office and Ticketmaster. Produced by G-Squared Events. Back at it.
Hey, it's a lot of primetime basketball going on tonight and tomorrow, and I got your details up next.
102 Jams.
Minutes after 7 o'clock, and it's no more under the radar foolishness for those Michigan Wolverines. They went from unranked in the Bahamas to now the number 4 team in the country, and tonight they travel to the number 1 team in the country, Louisville, in the Big Ten ACC Challenge. This is the 21st installment of this challenge. Last night, Clemson lost to Minnesota 78-60. Miami beat Illinois 81-79. So right now we're just
tied
at 1-1.
Okay.
7:30 ESPN, number 4 Michigan and number 1 Louisville. 9:30, number 10 Duke at number 11 Michigan State. Big mm-hmm. Rock, are you worried?
Not worried.
Not worried.
No.
Feeling just confident?
Not confident,
not
though.
Not confident either.
Not worried, but not confident. Somewhere just in the middle.
Somewhere in the middle,
Rock. Somewhere in a gray area, just waiting for the game.
Yeah. Number 17, Florida State goes to Indiana as well. Then tomorrow night, number 5, Virginia at Purdue. Notre Dame at number 3, Maryland. And number 6, OSU at number 7, UNC. It's a lot of good basketball.
Who are these teams in the top?
Everybody's top 10. It seems like everybody from the Big Ten and from the ACC, like we are running the top ten right now. Absolutely.
I saw Baylor was like
number three.
Yes.
They play Notre Dame tomorrow.
They got old Andrew Wiggins up there from Wesley.
Really?
Yeah.
About my grandmama and I got the number one record. They acknowledge the jit. They going crazy when they play it.
Okay.
Yeah. It's 10 minutes after 7 o'clock. That was the baby right there on that intro. He got his Kirk tour going on right now. Look like it is super, super jumping. It's 102 Jams with a 3 Live crew. Good morning to you.
T, I never thought it would go this far. He never thought it would go this far. He was sitting there on that podcast.
Yeah.
According to him, making a joke that people took the wrong way. And now, as a result of that joke, New York state lawmakers have introduced 2 bills that would prevent doctors from performing virginity exams. These lawmakers say, look, T.I. isn't the only one. There are fathers and parents all across the country, not just fathers, but mothers as well, parents across the country that subject their daughters to these type of exams where the doctors check their hymen to see if they are still virgins. Mm. And that's not even a thing that can tell you for sure if a person is a virgin or not. And I actually, in my ignorance, at 32 years old, being a woman, thought that was actually a way to tell if someone was a virgin, because when I was growing up, that's always what we heard.
Let me ask a question.
Yes.
I thought, and correct me if I'm wrong, you can check that way, but you can have sex and not have your hymen.
You cannot check that way because there are so many ways you can tear it.
Oh.
Like, that is not the only way. Losing your virginity is not the only way. And I just found this out when this, you know, dialogue was open about it. That, you know, that's not the only way, you know, intercourse isn't the only way the tear can happen. So it's not a way to check, because there are many other ways that it can be it can be torn, apparently.
Well, I learned that on December 3rd. And today is December 3rd, if you were wondering.
I learned that, you know, like I said, when all of this dialogue was brought about.
Yeah.
But, yes, these two bills, they have been introduced, and we will see, you know, if they're actually passed. The lawmakers are asking that any doctors that do perform such exams, they be sentenced to not only criminal time, but they also have to pay fines as well.
Mm. Criminal action on it.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Very interesting. No, he didn't.
He never thought.
And that happened rather expeditiously.
It did. Yeah.
12 minutes after 7. Halftime shoot the win at Ragsdale tomorrow night. Basketball. It's a basketball week.
Hey, I'm be quiet on this one.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Come over here, let me speak to you, baby. Talk to your body and teach you my language.
Today is Giving Tuesday. Just putting a reminder out there for you. Know you're out there getting your holiday shopping on. Christmas is right around the corner. And these tickets to Disney on Ice right around the corner as well. This 7 o'clock hour, we will send somebody to join Brittany at the Disney on Ice. Everybody's excited about that, man, seeing Mickey Mouse skating around.
Yeah, the kids
around.
Love Disney they on do. Ice. Yeah.
I haven't been in a couple years, y'all.
Me neither.
It's 102, y'all.
Run this time, you know we going in. You.
T.I. wasn't just on Red Table Talk last week to clarify his comments about his daughter, Deja. He also stayed with Tiny. They did a part 2 that dropped yesterday where he and Tiny talk about the ups and downs of their relationship. Mm. I heard it is a really good episode.
Really?
Like, they talk about how Tiny filed for divorce twice, how they had to just struggle through his prison sentence, how they kind of had to redefine their relationship as they got older and grew. Mm. I heard it's really, really good. I'm interested.
Check it out.
Yeah.
That's another one of those joints where I always say, I got to check it out.
And you never do. I'm going to check it out.
Just like Saturday Night Live this weekend, the baby going to be on there. And I really want to watch it. But
you ain't going to watch it.
Dominate choke. Ice. My bro. Wipe the boy nose. Why go get me a bag out the glow? Bam. I do not troll.
102 Jams.
Diamonds are bold.
My boy Q just sent me a text message, Big Rock.
Said
slid into the playoffs. Woohoo! That boy was worried about his fantasy football.
Oh, I slid in too,
it's
child.
It's that time of year, baby.
I slid.
It's that time of year.
My team went on a run at the end.
Did y'all did, Big Rock.
At the end to put me in the playoffs.
That's all that matters, though. You here now. Let's get to it.
I play.
At this very moment, thousands of people are listening to this commercial about how there's a local
$5 and an NC529 account. To learn all about it, visit NC529.org today.
Okay, what's up? 7:30, 30 minutes after 7 o'clock, 33 degrees outside. The high today gonna be 50, the sun gonna be out, and it ain't gonna rain.
Are you sure?
Are you? Mm-mm. Yes, I'm sure.
I was just making sure.
I done checked my Doppler. What'd you check?
My computer. And in Winston-Salem, it's a serious accident on Old Salisbury Road.
You don't
Garwick
even
Road.
Know. Are you sure?
I am sure.
Are you sure?
It's causing delays over there.
Are you sure?
I'm positive.
Mm.
A lot of slow traffic in other areas where there's normally slow traffic. So just be advised of those areas. Different mergers and 5240 merger. You know, 29
Are
over there.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I'm positive.
I knew she was going to come back with it.
That's your 102 traffic jams at 731. Good morning. Be a blessing to somebody today on Giving Tuesday.
Be a blessing.
Well, be a blessing then. No. Bless me.
Nah.
Where the money at?
Did you sneeze?
Bless me, honey.
The only way you're getting a blessing.
Where's the money? Where's the
Drippin' and sippin' 102 Jams.
Yes, sir. 7:34, 26 minutes away from 8 a.m. And it is time for 3 live crew polls.
Lady wrote in and she says she is the mac and cheese chick of her family.
Mm.
Her family always comes to her for the mac and cheese. That is her dish. If they have a gathering, that's her dish.
Mm-hmm.
Well, she gives her cousin the recipe so her cousin can make it at her house. And she rolls up to the big family Thanksgiving dinner, and what does she find?
Mm.
That her cousin has made her mac and cheese recipe for the family dinner.
Bad form.
For the family Thanksgiving. Bad form.
Bad form.
She says the cousin violated, so what does she do? Confronts the cousin right there in front of the family.
Petty.
Petty.
Yes. Not only is it petty, but then she don't even let it go right then, even though everybody at the Thanksgiving dinner saying, it's okay, we know it's your mac and cheese.
Yes.
She's still holding on to it.
She's still holding on to it. And that is her question. Is she being petty for holding on to it?
Yes.
Because she says the cousin violated, and she did, Dot.
But it's over, Rock, and everybody at Thanksgiving was telling her, baby girl, we know that it's your mac and cheese.
It ain't over for her.
That's what makes it
It ain't over for her.
Now, we're taking a poll on Twitter.
We are taking a poll on Twitter. 63% of people say mac and cheese lady is being too petty about this.
Thank you. Thank you. Now, y'all are in the 37th percentile.
I'll be there.
That's 63% of people who can't cook and don't know what it means to cook something good and somebody come violate. So that's all it is. 63 people that cannot cook and waiting on their cooking clout day. Waiting on it.
What you say? Do you say she's being petty or no?
Once you give somebody something, it's theirs.
Boom.
Boom. I mean, that's just what. Once you let it out the bag, you can't control what they do with it.
Fact. So asking you, which side are you on? Is the lady that usually makes the mac and cheese, is she being petty for continuing to drag
she
this on?
She's being petty because that's all she is mac and cheese.
Mm, dang, so that's all she got is that mac and cheese. That's her only little claim to fame. And she get mad because somebody else is infringing on that.
Well, she need to do more than just be mac and cheese.
What's up now? Mm.
Ain't nobody giving you no recipe.
No one.
Nah,
you ain't gonna never get no recipe.
No one.
One oh two jams, 20 minutes, and it will be 8 a.m. 3 live crew on your radio. And we are having 3 live crew polls. Mm-hmm. I've heard she's been given a name on Twitter.
The cousin has been given a name.
And her name is?
Mac and Cheese Jacker.
Now they doing all of that.
Dot, the cousin is in full violation.
The lady who makes, the cousin that makes the macaroni and cheese normally, is she being petty for dragging this on for so long? I mean, Thanksgiving was 5 days ago.
I don't think the mac and cheese lady is being petty. I would have threw it away.
You say you would have threw it away?
Same family every year and bring the same blanket.
Yeah. now that's not
any better. Serious about for her to eat a recipe, she threw it.
Yeah.
She was like, yeah, nah, she know the deal. Gave her the recipe and do.
She now, and now she done messed up family because the other cook, they ain't going to get no recipes out no more.
No.
Now people going to just die with recipes. Now they just going to die with recipes. Family ain't eating good no more. We dying with recipes.
I'm with y'all that she was wrong. She just holding on to it too long, man.
You know I ain't come to play this TV. I'm snapping off the rip. Yo, say
my baby, yeah.
It's 7:46. Check that. 7:47. 13 minutes, and it will be 8 a.m. Good morning.
And the question is Nipsey Hussle a legend? Now, when I was seeing all of this conversation about whether or not Nipsey was a legend on my social media yesterday, I didn't know what started it. I was trying to figure out, why is everybody debating this? I mean, because there were some serious debates going on online.
Really?
Still this morning, there are some serious debates going on online. And the conversation was all started by Blueface's manager, the game's manager, Wack 100. Now, whenever I say this name, Wack 100, it is always some controversy surrounding this guy. He just says things that gets people upset.
Yeah.
And he was asked at the game's birthday party, is Nipsey Hussle a legend?
He wasn't. What's a legend?
A legend.
Define a legend.
Someone that passed away.
No.
I'll start.
Okay, listen. So let's keep it real. If Dr. Dre right now died, we would say we lost a legend, right?
Yes.
Wait. Based upon what? Numbers, right?
Yes.
Body of work, right?
Yes.
How many albums did Nipsey drop? One album, right? This is not no personal shit I'm talking about, right?
Yeah.
This is just real shit. The man died with 1 million followers, no radio hits, no platinum hits, right? No world tours, right? After he died, he went platinum, sold a bunch of records. Followers went up 9,000, 10,000, right? 9, 10 million, right?
Yeah.
Right, so first of all, we gotta define what the a legend is, what the a legend ain't.
Absolutely.
Right? Was he on his way? I think at the time, yes, he would have been. But at the time of his demise, let's keep it real. The truth could never be defined as disrespect. If it is, that means you lying to your mother self.
Mm. And it's got the people going.
That's pretty ridiculous.
For one, T.I. jumped out there, and T.I. said Nipsey is definitely a legend. He said legendary status is not defined by numbers. It's defined by impact.
Facts.
And the impact Nipsey had puts him on a legendary status. Meek Mill also jumped out there and defended Nipsey as a legend. So you have several people, chiming in on whether or not they agree with Wack 100 or not.
Yeah, I definitely disagree with Wack 100. I don't think you base legendary numbers legendary status on numbers per se. Like, I agree with T.I. in the idea of impact and influence, and I think that's what made, if nothing else, he's a legend in California. Like, and you talk about how many albums. Yeah, Victory Lap was his only commercial successful album, but he dropped a bunch of mixtapes. Like, he dropped, like, the Crenshaw album was super, super dope. Like, I definitely give Nipsey legendary status. Now, yes, he did grow in popularity after his demise, no question. And that all added to the folklore of Nipsey Hussle. Mm-hmm. But all that did was that just showed the world why he was a legend. Like, for example, Carla knew nothing about Nipsey Hussle until he died.
Mm-hmm.
When he died, that's when she went and saw all the great things that he was doing in the community and all the store and just and all of those things that he had did to impact California and Southside LA, and that right there boosted his status or boosted his notoriety. But yes, Nipsey's a legend.
I will start off by saying I'm a big fan of Nipsey Hussle, but I don't think he's a legend either.
That's interesting.
Moment in time, yeah. Moment in time, because even like right now, Roxy, like everybody had their little hashtag. The marathon continues for like 2-3 months. You don't see the marathon continues anymore.
Mm-hmm.
You understand what I'm saying? So,
but people had Purple Rain post when Prince died.
I'm not. Hey,
and that was a moment in time when he died. But Prince is a legend.
Prince is definitely.
We can't even compare Prince and Nipsey. So
that was just the first name I thought of.
I know, but you can't do it off sales. Who's saying off of sales? Nobody said off sales. Like Prince was a guy who had somewhat feminine ways, and even straight men said, "Forget all that. This guy, like, he changed. Like, you understand what I'm saying?" So Prince. Like, I'm not going to bring up other people's names, you know, like, especially if you say names like Prince, so, because that's no comparison if you're talking about Nipsey and Prince, but just in my opinion, I don't feel like Nipsey is a legend, no. That, like, his whole movement and all that, yes, it was big and whatnot, but it was a moment in time. If you ask me, it was a moment in time.
Why? So, but he isn't a legend because of what?
I mean,
I understand what you mean about the hashtag, he's just, but why isn't he a legend?
Because I don't think his impact on the game, on the game was enough to give him legend. I think he was elevated when he died.
When he died, yeah.
But impact on what game though? Y'all talking about on music?
Just period. And if you want to talk about the other stuff too, man, there were other black people that's been preaching, you know, wealth and all that
now,
too.
Maybe
so
in
that's
his
not
community.
That, in his community,
now,
in his community, he's a legend.
Was great. Yes. No,
in his community, he is a legend.
About the rap game. I don't think I would put him
legendary on as far as the rap game is concerned.
Yeah, which is what I think Wack was referring to.
I think we all put our own spin on what Wack was referring to. Like, we don't.
Well, we know because he was talking strictly about music. So we know he was talking about his impact on the game, like music.
8 minutes, it'll be 8 o'clock. I see the phone line's crazy. Apparently, y'all want to say something about this as well.
Wow. Wow.
It's 4 minutes to 8 o'clock, and you can catch me at Ragsdale tomorrow night. 102 Jams, Shoot the Wind. I got PS4s on deck. Whoa.
Been over, then I'm gonna if you want. Bojangles. It's bow time, y'all.
Back at it.
12 days of Christmas soon come.
102 Jams.
Love. 8 minutes after 8 o'clock, 3 Live Crew right here on your radio saying good Tuesday morning.
Remy Ma always says she didn't put her hands on that girl. Mm. And yesterday, prosecutors confirmed that they could not prove beyond a reasonable doubt that anything happened between Remy Ma and Brittany Taylor. Now, I know some of you are scratching your heads because you don't even remember that back in April of this year, Brittany Taylor claimed that at a charity event, Remy Ma assaulted her. And we were all confused because there were no witnesses that could confirm her story. There was no surveillance footage, even though this was supposed to be like a packed out event with several celebrities there. Nobody could, you know, confirm what Brittany was saying. And Remy Ma was even saying, listen, I wasn't even at the event at the time she was saying this all went down. From the beginning, Remy Ma has maintained her innocence. And yesterday, the judge dismissed the case entirely. Mm. Remy's attorney put out a statement and it said, Remy has always maintained her complete innocence as she never laid a hand on her celebrity-obsessed, clout-chasing, credibility-challenged accuser. Unfortunately, these manufactured allegations caused my client to suffer the indignities of having to wear an ankle monitor. These restrictions have hurt my client's ability to perform, causing hundreds of thousands of dollars of lost income. Now, we don't know if Remy is going to be suing Brittany Taylor over her lost income, but from that statement the lawyer put out, it sounds like maybe she will.
I'm just sitting over here like, I want to debate the hundreds of thousands of...
Man.
I want to debate that part of the deal.
You can't count Remy pockets.
I'm not counting her pockets. I'm not counting her pockets. I'm counting her booking dates.
That's what the lawyer is saying. Because of the restrictions of the ankle monitor and her being on probation and having to go home early, she couldn't take as many bookings as she normally would have. That's what her lawyer's saying.
Let me get on Google.
That's valid. That's valid right there now.
Let you get on Google and what?
Remy Mom booking dates.
She didn't have the booking dates because she couldn't.
Let's see if she got some now. It's done now. Let's see if she got some now. Because they were waiting for her to get free so they could book her, right?
But the song ain't as hot as it was. Big games tonight. Big games tonight. Number 4, Michigan at number 1, Louisville at 7:30 on ESPN, followed by number 10, Duke at number 11, Michigan State. Big basketball, Big Ten ACC Challenge. Right now, it's time for some birthday trivia. trivia.
Yes, it is. And I've got some celebrity birthdays in front of me along with clues. If you know whose birthday it is based on my clue, your name is your buzzer. Please keep in mind, guys, that shenanigans will result in the loss of a point. Dot, are you ready?
Ready.
Drink, are you ready?
Si, senorita.
All right, you've been warned. That was shenanigans.
Okay. No, that was not.
That was shenanigans.
I had a
first
fan
up
say-
here, this guy, he's a rapper from Atlanta.
Yes.
Quality
Crackers.
Drink.
Lil Baby.
Lil Baby is correct.
Wow.
Dot, to steal a point.
That boy sauce.
How old is Lil Baby?
Lil Baby, 23.
That is incorrect. Drink. How old is Lil Baby?
That boy, 22.
That is incorrect. He's 25 today. 25. Okay, this next guy, he's a singer-turned-preacher. Drink.
Mace.
Mace is incorrect.
Dot. Dang. Montel Jordan.
Montel Jordan is correct.
Yes.
Y'all are jumping out there quick today.
Hey, jumping out there on it.
Drink, to steal a point, how old is Montel Jordan?
Oh, Montel with the cloth now.
Yes, sir.
Yes, he is.
Put the cane down. Montel.
Mm-hmm.
This is how we praise it.
Now,
Montel is 40. Montel is 48.
That is incorrect. It was, Dot, but it made me laugh.
So, all right.
It was shenanigans, right. But it made me laugh.
That's my algorithm.
All right. Dot, how old is Montel Jordan?
Montel Jordan, 45.
That is incorrect. Montel Jordan is 51 today.
Damn,
51.
Really?
And the score is currently tied 1-1.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right, this next lady, she's a comedian actress.
Dot. Oh, crap.
Why did you?
I tried to do my algorithm and work for you. It only worked for me.
Comedian actress.
I need an answer. In 3.
Oh, you made me laugh.
2.
Tiffany Haddish.
Tiffany Haddish is correct.
That's what I was about to say.
Hell yeah.
That's what I was about to say.
Correct.
That's what I was about to say.
Oh my God.
That's what I was about to say.
Drake,
she ready.
To tie the game.
Oh my God.
How old is Tiffany Haddish?
And I don't really know her age. So.
I need an answer in 3, 2.
Well, I don't really know her age. So in that case, she'll be coming around the mountain when she could.
Shenanigans.
She'll be coming around the mountain when she could.
Drink lost.
She'll be coming around the mountain. She'll be coming around the mountain.
Can you turn his mic off, please?
She ready. She ready.
40 years old today.
Dang.
Tiffany Haddish is
41
years old today. Yeah. Congratulations, Dot. You are victorious in birthday trivia.
Why you say Tiffany
and
for last?
And if it is your birthday,
why you say
happy
Tiffany
birthday
for
to you. Sagittarius season, baby.
Sag season.
Saggies. Hey, Saggies.
Shut up.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
I ain't with you. Last night with the Seahawks winning, that bumped the San Francisco 49ers from number 1 in the NFC to number 5 in the NFC.
That's right.
How did that happen?
That is crazy.
Everybody's balling.
Because they 10-2.
Yeah.
Now that the Seahawks are 10-2. They're number 1 in that division.
Yeah.
What is going on?
Hey, bro, that's bad for y'all.
Why? I mean, that's what we have to see in the wild card.
Yeah.
I ain't worried about it. We want all the smoke.
How could you move it like you crazy? I ain't call you back down.
People really liking this joint, calling up and requesting it. Let me hear that I'm Sprung remix. That's not exactly what it is. But I guess that sort of is what it is.
I'm about to say that is exactly what it is.
It is.
It's called Jerry Sprunger, if you were looking for the name of it. It's by Tory Lanez featuring T-Pain on 102.
Only hit the club on Saturday and Sunday. I used to be. Got me doing things I never do.
102 Jams lets you chime in on 3 Live Crew polls up next.
Geico presents quick ways to change your life.
Smoothies today. Tropical Smoothie Cafe. Official smoothie of the Carolina Panthers.
Sup? 8:33, 27 minutes to 9 o'clock. 34 degrees.
Sup?
The high today gonna be 50. The sun out is shining and it's not gonna rain today.
That's a good weather report right there.
Boom, some guy called up and said he had a lot of money.
Wait, what did you say?
Some guy called up, said he had a lot of money and he was interested in you.
Yeah.
So he likes the way you keep me in check, and he needs somebody that can check him.
That can keep him in check.
Yeah, yeah. He said he had a lot of money. He was needing somebody to help him spend it, but he wouldn't leave his information. He said that he was a No, he said he was a high profile individual.
Hold up, so you ain't getting no phone number or nothing?
He wouldn't give it.
He wouldn't get. I asked, but I
what you mean he wouldn't give it?
He just
you always hating.
I swear to God,
you've been a hater.
I was right here. He wouldn't hate at all.
Hey, is anybody talking to you? No.
Help me, bro.
You've been a hater since day one.
Help me.
Why wouldn't you come up? Why wouldn't you help me come up?
No, he was
Who's talking to you? Who?
Let me keep going for you.
Who's talking to you?
I'm a friend.
Nappy head.
I'm a friend. Okay. It's getting bad.
Not a verbal insult's calm.
It is. I'm a friend to the end.
You are. Heidi ho. Ha ha ha.
He was defending. He was trying to get you hooked up.
I was, Bone.
Well, why he ain't trying to get you hooked up?
Nobody called for Drake.
Why he let you come out looking like that? Why he ain't get you hooked up?
I don't be seeing Drake before he come out the house.
You should. Maybe he wouldn't come out like that.
He doing the best.
But then again, looking at you, maybe he would come out like that.
Which
I just got
both of y'all make me sick. I'm for real. And I'm for real.
We make you sick? For real?
There's a very serious accident on Silas Creek Parkway eastbound right before Kirklees Road, right there near Yorkshire Road.
What did we do?
I don't know, bro. I just tried to hook my girl up. In Greensboro.
No, you did.
Yes, I did.
No, you did. You been a hater on the sidelines.
I told you, should have let her hear it.
Matter of fact, I recorded it. It's an
record
accident
this.
On Benjamin Parkway southbound.
Yeah, record
at Holden
this.
Road.
Boy, she dug in her nose before she put that finger up.
I'm going to let you hear from him, Bo, and maybe you can recognize his voice or something. And
maybe
then,
you can recognize this.
God done.
A same little crooked middle finger.
I didn't know you had that many middle fingers. How you got that many middle fingers?
Changing leaves, avoiding the sneeze.
8:38, 22 minutes, and it will be 9 a.m. And boom. I asked you to stick around because I wanted you to hear this.
Yeah, I stuck around. Make y'all a little wax show a little bit better for a little bit longer. What?
All right. So this is the guy that called in this morning, and this is how the conversation went.
I'm just calling to let baby girl Bone Creesha know she lights up my life.
Bone lights up your life.
And yep. I'm telling you, and if there was any way, can she be my Christmas boo?
Whoa.
My goodness.
Do you have any money? Now, wait. I don't need you getting upset with Roxy with things that you might hear.
Worry about that bald head scalawag. Let me hear what he say.
Okay.
I happen to have a lot.
Well, she would be very interested.
Happen to have a lot.
Happen to have a lot.
Buddy, you don't know what you're asking for.
You don't.
I think I do. She just the way she put dot in line this morning.
You like that?
I'm a guy who needs a certain amount of control in his life.
My man say he needs some of that bone structure in his life.
Hey, got all this money, don't know what to do with it. Bone to help you spend it.
Now, what you talking about?
Getting ready to retire soon.
Look at my boy. She's about to retire. Hey, just looking for that night. Hey, we'll pass the message.
Oh, yeah, we're going to let her hear this.
What's your name, bro?
Well, I can't let that one go. I'm a public figure a little bit.
All right.
Okay.
All right. Well, okay.
One bone by your side.
Oh, the public figures, Lord, are nasty.
Oh
now.
My God.
Yeah, they do. Yeah, the public figures.
Someone I happen to have
so
a lot
if
of
you
money.
Could just deliver, if you could deliver that message for me, I would be forever in your debt.
No doubt, perverted congressman. See?
See what?
I tried to
hook
you up. You been a hater.
Dang.
You have really been a hater. And you know what? I know what it is. Sitting over there wanting me. Didn't want that man to get me.
I tried.
Sitting over there wanting me. Always claiming you married and got somebody. You ain't got nobody.
Waiting on you.
Sitting over there wanting me.
Yeah. Waiting to invite you to the back. You here? He waiting for you to invite him to the back.
Waiting for me to do it.
Oh.
I ain't never gonna do it.
Why did I?
Because you're ugly and you a hater.
You don't know how he looked, that man that called
up. He got money.
Yeah.
He looks good.
How you know? Oh, because he got money.
Yes.
All right. he looked good because he got.
Man, I did everything I could to get that man's confidence.
No, you didn't. No, you didn't.
He might come up here and get you. You never know.
Sir, we passed the message.
Boy, bring some Fabuloso. You in there. Yeah. Let me catch your vibe. Let's
just. 102 Jams, 3 Live Crew on your radio saying good morning to you. What's happening?
Hey, good morning.
Yo.
Hey, are you guys giving away any more Disney tickets today?
Hey, we are.
Yeah, we are, as a matter of fact.
We are.
Do you know what time?
Can you spell Disney backwards?
Yeah, YENSID.
Congratulations.
There we go.
Just that easy. What's your name, Mama?
Jakiya.
Jakiya, congratulations. Just got you tickets to go see Disney on Ice, man, for your family to experience the fun over at the Greensboro Coliseum, Mama.
All right. Thank you so much. My son is going to have so much fun.
Do you have a favorite Disney character?
I feel like my favorite will always be Mickey Mouse.
Always going to be Mickey. Yeah, he's just a crack. He's just a fan favorite regardless.
Yeah, the clubhouse is my favorite show.
Greensboro off I-40 at Brentford Parkway. Back
at it. Yep. DJ Lil Vegas time. Let's go.
102 Jams. Birthday. Don't judge me.
It's 12 minutes after 13 minutes after 9 o'clock. Drankins right now is putting up lights in the studio, getting us in this Christmas spirit. You're doing a great job of decorating, Drank.
Yes, he is.
Yeah, my new business. Yeah, my new business. Hanging up these lights.
What's the name of your business?
Light It Up.
I like that.
You would.
Light It Up. That's a good name.
DJ Lil Vegas, you do your job lighting it up over there on them ones and twos. Drank is over here lighting it up on these. I hope you hurt your knees. It's 102 Jams, man. Good morning, y'all. Christmas time. No. 102 Jams bouncing into Ragsdale tomorrow night with your PS4 on the line, baby. All you got to do is hit that half-court shot. Halftime, shoot to win. Blessing you for Christmas.
At this very moment, thousands of people are listening to this commercial.
This could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Sure could.
Hello, what's good? What's good with it? 9:30. 30 minutes after 9 o'clock.
After.
39 degrees.
Degrees.
The high today gonna be 50.
50.
The sun is out.
Out.
Ain't no rain.
Ain't none.
There's an accident in Greensboro on Benjamin Parkway southbound at Holden Road. It's an accident on Mount Hope Church Road at I-40, I-85. In Winston-Salem. It's an accident in on Silas Creek Parkway eastbound right there before Kirklees Road. Kirklees.
Trying to get his own hype man bone.
Lameness.
Oh, no, he did.
No, he did try to take my job.
Oh, did not. Ha.
He trying to be like us, Bone.
Trying to be like us.
Like us?
Oh, ugly ass sitting over there. Not being like us.
Ugly ass sitting over here. Not
shut
like
up, boy.
Hip hop sounds around your town.
Money ain't gonna make you rich. 9:35, 25 minutes away from 10 a.m., 3 Live Crew on your radio. And folks have been answering 3 Live Crew poll all morning long.
Lady wrote in and said she is the mac and cheese chick of her family. That's her dish. That's what she always brings. She gave her recipe to her cousin so her cousin could make it at her house.
Yeah.
And when Mac and Cheese Lady rolls up to the family Thanksgiving dinner, she sees that her cousin has used her recipe to make mac and cheese.
Mm.
She said the cousin violated. So she addressed and confronted the cousin right there at the family dinner.
Yeah.
The family was telling her, look, it's all good. We know it's your recipe. You're still the mac and cheese chick.
Yeah.
But she can't let it go.
No, she can't.
has carried it over to Tuesday.
Here we go. Giving Tuesday. She's still giving heat off of that foolishness.
A sidebar from this. Is it like, it's a, as a female in your family, do you wait to be the one like, I ask me for a dish? Like when you grow up, like you grow up, when you get grown in the family, like, man, I wish somebody asked me to. Like, I want to be involved in the cooking process. You understand what I'm saying? Is that like a goal?
A rite of passage.
A rite of passage. Like, right, like, ooh, they like my this, and I make this.
You asking me?
Yeah.
No.
You don't care, so you don't care about that. No.
Hey,
you don't
girl, care. My girl ain't got no dish.
My girl, she ain't a horse.
No,
my girl
I'm not.
She ain't got they ain't no rolling. Dish. Oh, Roxy, don't nobody look for you to bring nothing.
Nah.
If just she a brings something, pudding, that's
yeah,
it. See?
That's what you make?
Yeah, that's it.
All right, then.
But that's what you know.
That's
for
it. There we
like,
go.
Like, they be at the party, be like, nah, you ain't got to bring no banana pudding. Rock gonna bring that.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, then you know for your banana pudding.
But, I mean, it wasn't like I was just, oh, I got to get me a dish somebody won't.
No.
It's not like I was, it wasn't like that.
Okay, let me ask you this, though.
Yes.
Say Christmas come, you bring the banana pudding.
Mm-hmm.
Then one of your sisters show up with banana pudding.
Is there a problem?
I wouldn't like that.
You wouldn't like that?
No. Because yes, everybody already knows who's bringing it.
Yes, sir. I knew she wouldn't like
it. Everybody already knows who's bringing it.
Good morning.
I think it's petty to a degree, but that's why things of dishes are called family recipes. She still got props. You know, that's... I think she needs to let it go and recognize that she's giving the family a family recipe.
So the lady that make the mac and cheese, she being petty because there's nothing wrong with passing around the recipe to family members.
No, sir. No, sir.
I agree.
Nobody said nothing. Nobody said nothing was wrong with that. Let me ask you, man. There's nothing wrong with spreading the recipe around the family. But at a family gathering where we eat dinner, and this person is known to bring the mac and cheese, just because I gave you the recipe, that don't mean you bring the mac and cheese when you already know I'm bringing it.
Well, that's debatable. Even after she brought it, everybody knew it was her recipe. She needs to let it go.
Fact. Let me ask you a question. In your family, what does your family expect you to cook, like during the gatherings?
I do the chicken casserole, macaroni and cheese, and the gumbo.
Okay, you do the gumbo. Right.
I do three dishes.
You do the gumbo. So if you give the gumbo recipe to your cousin, she can bring the gumbo too at gatherings when you bring in the gumbo too. That's okay.
Yes, she give me a heads up in my serving.
Oh, no. She ain't got to give you nothing. All she got to do is bring her gumbo. Don't that's try to put nothing on it. That's a family recipe.
Well, okay, well, of course. We'll have two dishes of gumbo in the house.
And you're going to be mad.
It's a family recipe.
We
don't even have those anymore.
Now, she roll up and see that pot of gumbo.
She going to be mad wrong.
What you think, Dot?
No, ma'am.
Yeah, you
no, she
hot.
Not. No, she not.
With each other. Don't let you know.
I don't 100% believe her or the idea of that. Of course, she's going to feel something. It's okay. It's a
performance. Yes.
But that's what. Yes.
Now, when I show up
exactly.
And you got the. You got
that's
the,
why she needs to let it go.
That's what I'm saying. She needs to let it go. Now she's being petty. Confronting her right then?
Yeah.
Not petty.
Okay.
Very understood. I would have sat there and watched it.
Dragging it out till Tuesday.
Dragging it out till Tuesday. You still mad about it? And even the family was there telling you.
New Year's.
Yeah, come on, man. No,
it's
now you're being petty.
Be let yes. It go. It's a family recipe, man.
I'm going to ask her, what is it going to take for her to let it go?
Yes.
I will ask her that.
Thank you.
I'm going to ask her that.
You know everybody been waiting on that baby, man. I mean it like, I got me a milli. I did it legitly. I'm still with the shits. I'm a hot. Oh, you asking for pictures with what's your name? Got the spot. Trying to figure which deal I'm going to take.
Uh-huh.
I woke up a couple mil on my
9:42, 18 minutes until 10 o'clock, free for all final hour here, and somebody wanted to comment on the conversation we were having earlier about Nipsey Hussle and if he's a legend or not. Good morning.
Oh, shit, I want to talk about Nipsey being a legend.
Okay.
Yeah, he ain't a legend, but I do agree with him being a legend in his city. He not a legend worldwide because, honestly, I believe you have to be a legend before you die. And he was not. He didn't blow up till he passed away. And I hate that it had to happen like that, but it happens like that with everybody. Nobody is important until you die.
Hmm. Okay. Thank you, baby. Good morning.
Yeah, man. I just wanted to chime in on that Nipsey Hussle thing, man.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I'm saying this is what I got to say about that. Like, Nipsey, they talking about albums and all of that. You could say the same thing about Biggie Smalls. He didn't have a whole bunch of album sales before he died. He's still a legend.
I don't think so.
You don't think Biggie a legend either?
Most definitely.
Moment in time too.
Biggie's not a legend.
His impact. No, I have to say Biggie's a legend. His impact.
Drake,
that whole East Coast, West Coast stuff, that was like Biggie was all in the middle of that. Like his Biggie's imprint is all in the game of hip hop.
All that whole beef was started by Tupac.
Morning, y'all. Yeah. And hey, that's funny that you bring that up, Drake, because this like a lot of opinion is all, you know, it's all perspective based. You know what I'm saying? It's where you sit.
Mm-hmm.
If going by that, you know, if we're comparing like, you know, legendary status to numbers, was Pac really a legend? You know what I mean? Like you got to kind of look at things like that. Because I mean, Nipsey was what you call, a lot of people call like a people's champ. No, he wasn't. No, he didn't sell a lot of records. But I mean, if you look at his impact and what he did for his community, I mean, I don't even think it's a question that he was a legend. Like, but as far as music, nah, you could probably make that case that he wasn't a legend. But if that's the case, then there's a lot of people we have to double check, you know.
I don't think Pac is one of them, though. I don't think Pac was a good one to throw in there.
Yeah.
I think Pac had the numbers to back.
Well, I mean, that's fair. But I mean, if you look at it like that, that's what I'm saying. But I'm saying, like, if you compare apples and oranges, like Pac and Nipsey, like, Pac didn't do anything for the community compared to what Nipsey did. You know what I'm saying? So are we... Do we question his people's status, legendary? You know what I'm saying? Like,
I mean, that's your opinion,
right?
No, that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying, Drake. It's all opinion. You know what I'm saying? Like you said, Drake. You don't know a bigger Nipsey fan. I met Nipsey in 2003. You know what I mean? Like, I still have a hoodie that he gave me out of the trunk of his car. It's like, you know, it's all where you stand at.
I don't gotta dance, I make money move. If I see you now, speak, that means I don't
with you. 102 Jams, 3 Live Crew here. Man, this dude just posted a screenshot conversation of a conversation he was having with this chick he was trying to take out, Big Rock.
Uh-huh.
And it's got me hot.
What'd
he
say?
It's too much for me to read right now. Just go ahead and do what you're gonna do. I'm gonna play a song and then I'll read it to you after that.
Okay.
It's got me hot, man.
Don't let it have you hot on this Giving Tuesday.
I'm just so glad I ain't got to be out here on the scene, man. I feel sorry for people out here on the scene, man.
Well, I mean, if you're going to go with it, then go ahead.
I'm sorry. Go ahead. Go.
Because it seems like you just want to go ahead and get it off
I
your
don't.
Chest.
I'm listening to you.
Now I'm trying to talk about a good thing, Giving Tuesday.
Giving Tuesday.
You told us earlier, today is Giving Tuesday. You were talking about giving to different charities and making donations today. And I jumped out there and I asked you, well, what if I don't walk by a red bucket today? Because that was going to be my giving.
Yep.
And I'm finding, Dot, that giving is not always monetary. And I'm about to give people some ways that they can give back on this Giving Tuesday. And it has nothing to do with money, okay? Now, I came across this article here, and it says that the average American does 5 good deeds a month. And those deeds include helping somebody carry their groceries to their car.
People ain't doing that no more.
Picking up picking up litter or garbage.
Uh-huh.
Giving change to a panhandler.
Nope.
All of those things can be considered giving back. Helping somebody with directions. Holding the door open for a stranger.
Man, I did that like 3 or 4 times yesterday.
Those are all good deeds.
I blew my neighbor's leaves last week.
That ain't giving back. Those might be good deeds.
So keep those things in mind on this Giving Tuesday. It's not always about money.
Now, Giving Tuesday is about the financial giving.
It's not always about money.
Doc, come over and help me bag up my neighbor leaves today.
Oh, wait a minute. No. No, I'm not.
Always puts me first. I'm not filling up, baby. I let them gas me.
A text message conversation that I just came across on Facebook. My man said, listen, I was just trying to take Shorty out and ended up getting blocked.
Okay.
He sends a message. Are we finally going to have our date tomorrow? She says, I don't know because I don't have anything to wear. He says, all right, just let me know. Then he hit a lady. He's like, yo, what you doing? Just waking back up. We going out? You going to give me something to wear? She says. He's like what? She says, something cute or I'll get it. And he's like, from where? She's like, I'll go to the gallery or something. You going to send me the money to get it or you going to bring it to me? He said, don't you think that's going to take too long? You don't have to get cute. Honestly, just wear something old. We just going out. She said, no, I want to look cute for you. Like what? So you about to go shopping, though. That's going to take forever. She's like, no, it's not. And we can reschedule for tomorrow. That way I can go and we can have more time. He's like, all right, that's fine. So she puts the question mark. She's like, yes. He's like, you never answer my question. He said, I said tomorrow is fine. She's like, no, are you going to bring me the money or are you going to send the money? That's what I meant. He said, if we're going to go on a date, then we out. You keep pushing it back, and now you're trying to have me buy you an outfit before I even get to see your face. So she said, because I want to look cute? Wouldn't you want your girl to look cute out in public?
You wanted to make me mad today too, huh?
He said, let me just see you in person first. How about I come?
This boy wanted to set me off.
Wait, Drake.
You want me to punch this wall?
Wait a minute. So he said, let me see you in person first. How about I just come pull up where you at or something at least? She said, child, nothing else. Next day, he like, yo, what's up? She said, awesome. Ain't no hey, what's up? You never text me back. He said, I don't know what you mean and what you said. I was trying to plan something and you didn't say yes or no. She said, I've been said yes. I just need something to wear. He said, I'm not trying to buy you some clothes just to see you. I could just come pull up on you first and we can plan a date at a later time. But I would still need something to wear. You know what? Never mind. You getting blocked.
Why are you looking at me? Why?
I just feel sorry for people on the scene that's trying to do it right.
On both ends.
I'm for real, man. People that's trying to do it right on the scene. Females that's legit trying to do it right.
And men
running to these goofy ass dudes.
Trying to do it right, yeah.
And dudes that's trying to do it right, but running to these stupid ass city girl logic thinking bros and just can't get. Like, I just wish that the people that want to do it right met up with the people that want to do it right. And the people that
don't.
They
can't never find each other.
Why is that? Why can't the people that want to do it right? Why they can't never find the people that want to do it right, Roxy?
I don't know.
That thing made me hot.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no, so my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks, and now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
You know Graybar for electrical parts, but there's one more thing you may not be thinking of us for that can help maximize your next project's total value. Our pre-project planning services are designed to help you win the bid, save on labor costs, and keep your installers productive across your entire build. The sooner you call us, the better, because when we're there from the beginning, we can anticipate your needs and help you solve problems before they become problems. Yep, Graybar does that.